Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is one of those days where the difference between being outside and inside, if you have air, is shocking. I literally go outside and, wow, it's hot. And then you come in the house, it's like, I'm freezing. I need a sweater on. I need mittens. So it is a hot one. That trend will continue, and we could see storms. And I don't know if you saw any of the stories or videos or photos of those storms that rolled through North Dakota and northern Minnesota last night, but just scary. And three folks lost their lives in those storms last night. We could see bad weather tomorrow night. Once again, this extreme heat warning will continue until 9 tomorrow night. We saw the high school sports season wind down this past week. We had state championship baseball games at Target Field. I was there for the 4A title game. Creighton-Durham Hall came back and beat Minnetonka 3-2 to close that out. We had Clay Target state champions crowned this past week. And that is the end of the spring sports season and the academic year. And before you know it, the teams are going to be getting back at it later this summer for all the fall sports. And certainly look forward to that. And a guy who has been covering the rhythm of the seasons in high school sports for a long time, the Star Tribune, and then Minnesota State High School League, John Millay, joins us. And John, good to visit with you, and congrats on your retirement.
Yeah, it's imminent, Steve. My retirement won't be effective until the middle of August, but I've completed my final year out of many years at the newspaper and the high school league, and I'm filled with gratitude for everything I've been allowed to do and all the fun I've been allowed to have, and I'm retiring with the thought that I've never really worked a day in my life, because all I've done is been at sporting events at different levels, and a lot of different levels, you know, from covering all the pro teams here in town during my days at the newspaper, and now all these years on the high school level, which is just the greatest thing I've ever been able to do.
Yeah, you know, John, you and I have talked a lot over the years. You've been good as far as jumping on at the last minute. I did a scoreboard show on Friday night, high school football scoreboard show for many years here on CCO, and now Ryan Phelps has taken that over online and does a really good job. And I know you're on with Ryan, and I'll file a report if I'm at a game on Ryan's show. And you've been a part of this for a long, long time. Was it difficult to make this decision that this is it? This is my final year?
No, it really wasn't, Steve. And my wife and I had talked about this for quite a while, a couple of years at least. I'm closing in on 67. I've been doing this since I was a sophomore in high school. That's 51 years in journalism, and my wife's been retired a couple of years. And yeah, I'm ready. This job with the high school league, I just don't have the stamina that I used to for long, you know, for 3-hour car rides and then go to a game or an event and then 3 hours home. I'm more likely to get a hotel room now, and it's just, it takes a lot, and it's not heavy lifting, certainly. It's certainly not hard work. It's filled with fun and joy, but none of us can do anything forever. And I just thought, you know, my health is good. My wife's health is good. We've got a couple of grandkids. Let's kick back, enjoy life, and just see what the next phase holds.
Yeah, and you've been on quite a media tour as of late. I mean, you have been everywhere, not only here in the cities, but all over the state. And I think that shows how much you've meant to the coverage of high school sports and all activities. And we focus so much on the sports and that sort of thing, but you and I have talked often about, you know, all the other great programs and the music programs and speech and drama, all of those sorts of things that you've been a part of.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. The high school league does, you know, all the fine arts, speech, debate, yeah, music, band, theater, visual arts. I'm so lucky to be able to attend those events. I never did in the newspaper world. The sports departments don't do that. And boy, have I learned a lot and met so many great people who aren't necessarily sports people, but they're involved in these activities that they love. And all these kids and all these arts activities in Minnesota are just so lucky to have all these adults who direct the programs, and the judges, everybody who does. It's just, that's really been a joy for me to kind of stick my head through that door and see what that is like. And it's phenomenal. It's just the opportunities kids in Minnesota have in school in so many ways. I don't know that this is how it is everywhere in the country. We're really fortunate here.
Yeah, and John, along the way, whether it was with the paper or with the high school league, the stories you told not only about the kids and the state champions, the kids that have overcome great adversity, but the officials, yeah, and the coaches and, yeah, the administrators that are all part of this.
Yeah, and those are selfless people. I mean, look at all these officials, you know, who can and do take abuse once in a while. I think we treat our high school officials pretty well here, and we've been hammering that message for a long time, you know, the hashtag thank a ref, and schools, teams will have treat bags for officials after games, and everybody on the team might sign a card just to show their gratitude. And coaches, you know, there's no high school coach in Minnesota doing that for the money. We know that. And the administrators who are so tireless, just, it's an almost around-the-clock job. And thank goodness there are no high school activities ever on Sundays. But I know a lot of administrators and coaches, you know, on Sunday they're out watching or coaching their own kids play youth soccer, right, or T-ball, whatever it is. So, yeah, athletic directors, principals, who I just have seen every time I visited a school. I don't know where those people live. They must have apartments in the basement of the school. It's amazing the commitment that everybody shows to just to do what's right for our kids.
Yeah, and I would think the game officials and what they do, and there has been a big push by the high school league to recognize that there is no game, there is no competition without those officials or judges or, yeah, referees, whether it's a swim meet or debate or football or volleyball. It doesn't happen without those people, and there's always a need. And that is a story you've told a great deal.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. We started pushing the appreciation of officials years ago, and I'm not saying it's because of anything we did here, but it kind of became a national thing, you know, in other states. These are big efforts, and the National Federation, which oversees all the governing bodies, they've done a lot to encourage people to become officials. I had the great fortune of being asked to speak Thursday night to the Minnesota Baseball Coaches Association All-Stars. They're playing games yesterday and today out in Chaska. It's a great event. I've been to the games before. I'd never been to the banquet, and they asked me to speak, and I was glad to do it. So all these high school baseball players and all their parents and grandparents are out there at the Expo Center at Canterbury Park. And I included in my remarks, hey, you guys love baseball. You need to become umpires. When your playing days are over, or next year, if you play in college baseball, hey, think about being an umpire, because we need you. You guys know the game. You love the game. And I've given that talk to lots of groups of kids. You know, we need to get that in their heads that if you love whatever game it is, whatever sport it is, you can stay in it. And becoming an official is a great way to do it.
Yeah, and it is so important. I know over the years you've talked about some of the coaches and some of the legendary coaches, and yeah. and one you talked a lot about, and he still has sons coaching, and now has grandsons coaching, and yeah. that is Bob McDonald. He had quite an impact on you, didn't he?
He really did, Steve. Bob and I became very good friends. He was up at Chisholm, you know, just racking up record numbers of wins, and boy, that guy could tell a story. And I still feel so fortunate to have been really good friends with Bob. I rode the bus with his team on occasion. I was in the locker room and attended lots of games, and he brought the boys down to the state tournament a few times. And Bob's gone, but, you know, I'm pretty close to his kids and his grandkids who are coaches, and it's just yeah. a phenomenal story that all these folks followed Bob. All six of his kids became basketball coaches, and it's a great family history, a great family story. I treasure my friendships with all those folks in the McDonald's family, and it just started with Bob. And Bob and I really got to know each other. I was at the Star Tribune, and he would write me letters. He would type up letters. Bob was quite the learned scholar, and he would be mad. He'd be upset at something with the high school league, and then we'd talk on the phone, and I'd write some things. And then I know that he wrote letters to the high school league on a regular basis. Just these are my thoughts on something. And when I left for the high school league job, he was telling me, well, look, there's got to be a file with my letters in it somewhere, John. I'm curious to see what they've done with all those letters. And after I'd been there a while, the next time I saw Bob, I told him, Bob, they're not in the office. I asked. There were so many letters from Bob McDonald to the high school league that they had to rent some off-site storage space to put them all.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is phenomenal.
Not true, but Bob thought that was pretty good.
That's awesome. John Malay is joining us. Long time John's Journal High School League website, and before that, long time sports reporter, covered high school sports for the Star Tribune. Calling it a career, he's not going to go away completely. We'll get into that part of the story. And some of his famous stories about athletes and the competitions and the state tournaments. We'll get into that with John in a moment here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twins get thumped by the Brewers again, 9-0. It was 17-6 on Friday night. Twins and Brewers tomorrow. Corzo at 10. Inside Twins at noon. Jeremy Zoll, the guest. Then at 12:30, the lineup card first pitch at 1:10 as they try to salvage the final game of the three-game series with the Brewers. Mariners in town Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, Thursday matinee, and then it's on to Detroit and playing the Tigers, who lead the division right now by a mile. John Malay is our guest. John, leaving the high school league, he wrote John's Journal for many, many years. Before that, covered prep sports for the Star Tribune. Now, John, you're not going away. John's Journal will still live on. People will be able to read Bez Tubbs and all these great stories, etc. And rumor is that you will still appear at some events. Is that true?
I wouldn't doubt it, Steve. Can I go right. cold turkey on this? I don't know. I was
good.
At the
good.
State track meet a couple weeks ago, and one of my many friends who are officials was saying, you know, and I like to smooge at these. I like to hang out at these things. It's not that even at a state championship track meet, I'm walking around chatting with people that I know. We're having fun, and this official said, "Boy, John, I bet I can speak for all these events that you've been part of. We're really going to miss you." And I said, "Number one, I'm not going anywhere, and number two, I know how to get a free pass So I might darken your door before you're ready for it. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah, my wife's very skeptical. Like, you know, and somebody asked me yesterday. I was with some friends, and hey, John, when fall sports roll around and Friday night football and everything else, what are you gonna be doing? I don't know. We're gonna find out. I might have to just get in the car and go somewhere and watch a football game. We'll see, though. We'll see. I mean, yeah, we're not moving. We got grandkids in California. We may end up at some point, you know, going somewhere warmer in the winter months, but we don't have any plans other than to just see what retirement is like.
Yeah, and maybe I'll coax you out to a football game this fall. We'll see about that.
I might be coaxable, Steve. If you're involved, I might be coaxable.
Oh, wow. John, over the years, we talked about the coaches, the officials, the administrators, and the miles you put traveling to all four corners of the state. But there's got to be some stories about the kids, about the athletes that really stand out. Not just the state champions, not just the kids that win multiple state titles and play for winning programs, but the kids that overcome great adversity just to be a part of all of it.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. I've written about a lot of really inspirational kids. And, you know, the Joe Mauers, the Chris Humphreys, all the athletes who go on to be professional athletes, that's phenomenal. And I heard somebody say years ago at a national federation convention, our job in high school athletics isn't just to focus on the future Division I athletes. They're gonna be fine. We need to focus on the kid who sits at the end of the bench, too. They're just as important. And some of these kids I've written about, and there's a category that basically kids who are missing arms or legs are varsity athletes, you know, golfers, football players, baseball players, you know, and it's just, it's unbelievable what these kids can do, and nothing stops them. And most of these stories have been in smaller towns. And the people who have known these kids their whole lives, it's no big deal. Yeah, this young man, he's a football player, plays, he's a lineman both ways. Yeah, he lost a leg at the knee when he fell off the tractor when he was 3 years old. But he's just one of the guys in town, one of the kids, you know. And to everybody who's familiar with these stories, it's not that big of a deal. But if you're not familiar like me, it's a huge deal. And just to talk to those kids and their parents and their coaches and their teammates, to see what they do, it's just phenomenal. And some of those kids I've kept in touch with over the years, and just it's unbelievable, Steve. Those are the ones that really melt your heart to see what some of these people can do, have done, continue to do, despite, you know, things that seem unthinkable for most of us. It's just so inspiring.
Yeah, John, one of the things you and I have talked about is the support for high school sports. And it's not perfect. And you've heard the criticisms and some of the things that, whether it's accusations of some schools recruiting, et cetera, that's always going to be there and all of that. But the one thing I will say is that whether it's here in the cities or in the small towns all over the state, and I worked in small town Minnesota. I've worked sports in South Dakota. Is how much it means to all the communities, whether it's in the city, or in the suburbs, or in the small towns. And I think that's extraordinary. And then beyond that, the opportunity to play state tournaments at great venues, pro venues like Target Field. We could go Saturday. It's just unbelievable. You know, that the Twins make it available for those championship games. It's just tremendous.
That is true. I ran into Dave St. Peter. We honored him before the 4A game. Dave threw out the first pitch. You know, now former president of the Twins, he's the driving force behind having these baseball games at Target Field. And Dave and the Twins organization are such supporters of baseball in Minnesota, whether it's high school or town ball, whatever it is. But you're right. You talk about everybody cheering for their teams. We know what this world is like. It's hard to get people to agree on anything, you know, the way the world is divided. But by God, if you're in a small town and your team is playing, you're cheering for your kids, and so is everybody else. You might not agree on politics or religion or anything else, but you're cheering for your kids. And that's really rare in this world today, that everybody is on the same side. And across the gym or the field, there's people cheering for their kids, and they're all on the same site. It's really special, Steve. And that's really something I've noticed as I'm winding my time down here. I've grown kind of reflective in my old age. And that is really special that everybody, you know, everybody in that community, this is our team. You know, mom and dad might have been athletes there. Maybe not. Maybe they moved to somewhere else. But this is our team. This is our school. This is our town. And that is just that. That may be the very best thing about high school activities.
Yeah, and then we've talked about this often, and it seems as though every year, fall, winter, spring, state tournament time, we mentioned Target Field. Softball's made the move. Caswell Park, North Mankato did a phenomenal job. Quarterfinals, semifinals that went to the U this year. The venue's at the U. Target Center, U.S. Bank Stadium, the Xcel Energy Center. And this is almost unheard of around the country. When you talk to, you know, peers of yours and other associations, it is unusual what we have here in Minnesota, that these kids, these boys and girls, have an opportunity to play in these big-time venues.
Yeah, in a lot of states, there are no set venues year after year for state tournaments. You know, the state association will make an announcement. Hey, this year they might announce in September where their football state championships are going to be played. And a lot of states, you know, in sports with multiple classes, every class will be at a different site. And we're spoiled here, not just by the facilities, but the way we operate these things, all the pro teams and the University of Minnesota and Concordia and St. Paul, they want to be part of this. And just to have that, you know, we know where the Prep Bowl is going to be every year, U.S. Bank Stadium. We know where the state hockey tournament's going to be every year, Xcel Energy Center. And it's not that way in very many places. I don't think there's a state that has so many professional venues used for high school tournaments. I'm not aware of another state where that happens, much less year after year after year. And it's just, I mean, we need to count our blessings in Minnesota in a lot of ways. And that's one reason earlier this year, I'm not a Minnesotan by birth, but I have a Minnesota, shape of Minnesota tattooed on my right forearm as I neared retirement. I'm filled with so much gratitude that my wife and I raised our kids here and phenomenal educational experience. And this state is special, and nobody's ever going to convince me. I mean, I might go to Iowa and roll up my sleeve and get in a fight, but that's okay. That's how strongly I feel about being a Minnesotan. I'm not one of us. I wasn't born here, but I've lived here longer than I lived anywhere else. You know, grew up in Iowa and lived a few years in Phoenix, where it's really hot. This is hot. It's not Phoenix hot. We're going to be okay. But yeah, Steve, we are so fortunate in so many ways to live where we live.
Well, and John, we've all been so fortunate to have you on this beat for so many years.
Yeah, how lucky am I, Steve? I was out a few weeks ago. My wife and I were out walking the dog on a nice evening, and we're going through some woods. And I said, how did I get this lucky? I'm so grateful. And I just said to her, what did I do to deserve this? You know, I feel like I've never worked a day in my life. I know people, friends of mine, who have real jobs, and it's real work. And what did I do? And we don't have there's no answer for that. I'm just super grateful. If I were going to get another tattoo, and I'm not, it would be the word grateful. So, but it's been a treat. It's been a treat, Stephen. You mentioned earlier best of stories. I'm just getting into the process now of starting to post my top 10 stories from the just concluded school year. I do that every summer. I go back through the John's Journal stories. I'll pick a top 10, and then we're going to cap it off with, I'm going to go back through 15 years of stories. I'm going to come up with an all-time favorite 15, probably not ranked in order, but my favorite 15 stories. I may have bitten off more than I can chew there. That's going to be really difficult just to pick 15 out of these thousands of stories. But, and then I've started keeping some notes on kind of a farewell piece that will be the final thing on John's Journal. And I have requested with the high school league, once I'm gone, I'd love it if on the website there was a John's Journal archive link, so those stories could live forever, even outlast me. And, yeah, I'm just grateful, Steve. That's the word I just keep thinking of. I'm so grateful.
Well, John, always great to visit with you. And here's the conundrum. Now what am I going to do when I need someone on a moment to jump in during a state tournament and give me 10 minutes of their best stuff? Where am I going to go?
That's your problem. That's your problem, buddy. You'll be fine. Okay. You'll survive.
No, great work, John.
Steve, you're the best. It's just been another one of many joys of getting to know you and hanging out with you in person and on the radio. Just, you do such a great job. You're such a great booster for the high school league and high school activities. We're super lucky to have you too, my friend.
Well, thanks, John. Enjoy the summer. Let's stay in touch. And then at least an early season football game when the weather is good, we'll get you out. How's that sound?
I'm not opposed, dude. That might be okay.
Right. Sounds good, John.
Okay.
Once again, have a great summer. There he is, John Millay, John's Journal, High School League website, mshsl.org. He's going to post those top 10 stories from the past school year, and then his old-time favorites coming up as well. Quick break. We'll have the weather and a whole lot more here on a Saturday. News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.